The Environmental Protection Agency is adding two types of PFAS chemicals to its list of Superfund cleanup priorities. The compounds are often called forever chemicals because they don't break down naturally. PFAS have also been linked to cancer and other health problems. Nick Schreck is the director of the Environmental Law Clinic at the University of Detroit Mercy. He says the EPA's action makes cleaning up PFAS more urgent.
So EPA is working on a rule to include PFAS and PFOA, and these are both parts of these chemicals that were used for nonstick coating or waterproofing, things that were, you know, very common in our consumer products. And now we're finding these chemicals really all over the place in water sampling and wastewater sampling and in the runoff coming out of landfills. So what's important about this proposed rule from EPA is that they would treat PFAS and PFOA as hazardous chemicals that can be eligible for cleanup under our Superfund laws. And so those are laws that provide federal money to clean up contaminated sites. And so adding those chemicals to this list of chemicals covered under Superfund could hopefully hasten or quicken the cleanup of some of these, you know, very contaminated areas.
What are some of the health risks of PFAS?
Well, the big problem and why it's called a forever chemical is it does not break down. And so we accumulate it in our bodies. And so there's all sorts of research going into what could these negative health outcomes be. But we know that it can be hard on our kidneys, can be hard on our liver, can certainly lead long-term to things like cancers. And so that's where a lot of the research is going. And EPA recently, you know, they're looking at drinking water standards to try and reduce and remove these chemicals from our drinking water because it is harmful to our health. We don't know the full extent of what that harm will be yet, but we know that we do not want to expose ourselves to it. And if we can limit that exposure as much as possible, that's a good thing.
How is it getting into the water?
So these chemicals are basically either leaching from landfills where it's disposed of and has been disposed. So the products, you know, shoes that have this weather proof coating on them or Teflon pans, those kinds of things, over time the chemicals can fall off and get into the groundwater or surface water. Or what we're also seeing is some of the major manufacturing sites of these products, like Wolverine Worldwide in the western part of Michigan, that where they're manufacturing shoes and using this PFAS chemical on that waterproofing technology, where they're doing that manufacture, there's also been a lot of discharge of this pollution into the water. So it's either at the manufacturing or at the disposal point is where we're seeing high concentrations of these chemicals.
What are the challenges of cleaning it up?
Well, I mean, one challenge is you have to put it somewhere, right? So they have to remove these toxins. Like, let's say it's in the soil or in groundwater, they have to be removed and then disposed of at a landfill or a treatment site that is designed to handle these types of hazardous chemicals. And this actually leads to an environmental justice issue. Most of our hazardous waste processing facilities are in communities of color or low-income communities. So you could be moving PFAS from a more affluent area or more rural area and bringing it into a disposal site right in a city or in a neighborhood where it's already experiencing lots of pollution. So that's a key thing we have to pay attention to with PFAS and PFOA now being listed under the Superfund program, is that these chemicals are not disposed in a place that perhaps leads to health problems for some other community, right? And so that's something that we really have to closely watch. And I know EPA is paying attention to that as they develop this rule, and they're hearing from a lot of environmental justice advocates on that point specifically.
How would the EPA's action hold polluters accountable, if at all?
Well, so one interesting thing about the Superfund, this law follows the polluter pays principle. So if you can identify the source of these PFAS or PFOA, who used them, who transported them, potentially EPA can go after any of those potentially responsible parties for the cost of cleanup. So you are seeing a lot of, you know, concern, I guess, raised from 3M and from Dow, two of the major companies that produce PFAS and PFOA, about potential liability from cleanup costs for these chemicals. And then all these other industries that were using them, you know, could potentially be on the hook for cleanup costs. But what happens with the Superfund is that there are federal tax dollars, and it just received a large infusion through the infrastructure bill that passed last year. Over $3 billion is now going into the Superfund to help clean up some of these contaminated sites. And another challenge with cleaning them up, though, Pat, is that there is a list called the National Priorities List of all of these Superfund sites, and it is a lengthy list, and it's very expensive to clean up all sorts of hazardous pollutants. And so adding PFAS and PFOA to that list and sites that need to be added to that priority list to be cleaned up, that's just going to cost more money. And so we need to make sure that Congress continues to appropriate dollars to do this work. Because again, it can be very, very expensive to do this type of cleanup and remediation.